Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, hour two, this election eve, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So tomorrow, it's all in your hands. I keep saying this. I'm not going to stop saying it. Understand that when you look at Georgia and North Carolina and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania and you look at Nevada and you look at Arizona, understand that those Senate races in particular, the power in the Senate will be decided by tens of thousands of people, not by a million, not by a half a million. Not even by hundreds of thousands. No, tens of thousands. Your vote is going to matter. All of these races I have just mentioned to you are within the margin of error. Your vote is going to matter tomorrow in Georgia, in North Carolina, in New Hampshire, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Wisconsin, Nevada. It's going to matter in Missouri. It's going to matter in Arizona. It's going to matter in Washington State. And if you're tired of record high inflation, if you're tired of high gas prices, if you're tired of new Green Deal socialism, if you're tired of open borders, if you're tired of no bail laws, if you're tired of, you know, defund the police, if you're tired of CRT, if you're tired of, you know, gender identity education, then get your ass out and vote, because you're going to end up with the election that you deserve. Anyway, this is Dr. Oz's latest ad in the great state of Pennsylvania.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. And I've heard your problems. I'm a surgeon. Doctor, I listen to what you say, and I'm trying to help address them today. I've talked to seniors worried their Social Security checks wouldn't go far enough with the raging inflation. I've talked to families who won't let their kids go outside because of the crime wave. I've talked to couples who want to make their first down payment on a new house, and they can't afford it anymore because of interest rates. But here's the deal, right? None of this has to happen. This is all very addressable. We take big problems, we focus on them, and we fix them. We do it by uniting, by coming together.
Let's reinvigorate America, and let's see that divine spark in each other, because it's there.
Dr. Oz cares. He understands the issues that are affecting Pennsylvanians.
So who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Oz.
I love my candidate. I love him.
I'm an independent, by the way, and I have totally changed to the Oz side.
He had substance behind him, and there was this unifying general election message.
We have the ability in Pennsylvania to fight for the soul of this country.
I believe in the American dream because it's alive. I believe in all of you.
When you save the soul of Pennsylvania, you save the soul of America.
That's why I'm running for the Senate. That's why I'll be the next senator for Pennsylvania. And that's what I promise we will bring to the United States of America. God bless you all.
In the state of, or the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you know, I've never, it's always a hard race for any Republican to win statewide. It's never easy. It happens. It happens a lot. And it happens usually because the Democrats have gone so left. The most radical, the most extreme Democratic candidate this election season is John Fetterman. This guy's life, entire life is a lie. He, you know, he's got the tattoos. He wears a hoodie, tries to portray himself as a hardworking guy. And he never had a job in his life until he became the mayor of a small town of 2,100 people. That's the same town, by the way, he chased the innocent African-American jogger down the block and held him at gunpoint, according to the jogger, with a shotgun pointed at his chest and held him prisoner until the cops got there for no reason. No crime had occurred. This guy did nothing wrong. Should have sued Fetterman for everything he had, but he didn't have anything. He bought his house for a dollar from his sister. He's been a trust fund brat his whole life. No job. You know, no restrictions on abortion. Over and over again, we played for you in Pennsylvania. Moratorium on fracking. He said it. Now he's lying about it. That's an $81 billion industry in Pennsylvania. There's never been a candidate for the U.S. Senate that has wanted to release more convicted murderers than John Fetterman. And open up the prisons and release a third to half the prison population. He actually has said it again and again and again. A supporter of the group BLM. You know, what do we want dead cops? When do we want them now? You know, proud of his association with the street gang, the Crips. Taxpayer funded safe heroin injection sites. A guy that wants sanctuary state status for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I mean, how much further should we go along here? Anyway, Dr. Oz with his closing arguments. It's been a hard-fought primary and a hard-fought campaign. Latest polls have you up by anywhere between 1 and 2. It is. I can't believe this guy is at least on paper getting support. I hope you win by 5 or 6.
Well, Pennsylvania, as you point out, is perfectly purple. So a lot of people make their minds up as soon as they see the letter after your name. But I'm in Hazleton right now, which is up in the northeast part of the state. It's the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. And there are a lot of conservative Democrats here, culturally Democrats. But they're going to vote for me because they want American values to be reflected in their candidates. And as you pointed out, John Fetterman's radical left positions are outside the mainstream. They don't jive with the values of Pennsylvanians. And that's why I think Pennsylvania is so important to the nation, because when people in Pennsylvania decide that, you know, we got to go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, they're basically telling the nation, hey, listen, we listened to all the arguments. We're being hurt by energy. We're being hurt by the economy, the runaway inflation that you brought up. We're being hurt because crime's in our streets and we've got fentanyl in our mailboxes. And for that reason, we're going to vote for Republicans. And then they look at the candidates. The candidates do matter quite a bit. And you've got in Fetterman, someone you described quite aptly as someone who's never worked, but he has far left radical ideas he cannot defend. And in the debate, when I pushed him to defend for the first time ever in the entire campaign, because the press never pushed him and the voters never got to talk to him. But when I pushed him to defend his far left positions, he couldn't. My closing argument is what I would do. I'd support the police. That's why I'm endorsed by not just the Fraternal Order of Police, but by every law enforcement group in Pennsylvania, because they know that I stand with them. I understand how difficult it is to run towards a crisis. John Fetterman pulls the rug out from under them whenever he can, doesn't support them when they're in a crisis, doesn't think that when they apprehend a criminal, that person should stay in jail. And the people being convicted by a jury of murder, sentenced to life in prison by the judge, he's out there going against the parole board members as the sole vote trying to release them again. So that's not aligned with what Pennsylvania wants. I have promised that I will support the beliefs that I've espoused. I believe in the American dream. I'm a product of it. My dad was an immigrant, my mom as well. We want that in America. I believe we're a land of opportunity, that we're the land of plenty. I believe that we can balance a budget and not recklessly spend our kids' money. I believe we should have an all-of-the-above energy policy, safe city streets, a secure border, but legal immigration so we can get the right people in here. And I believe in you, Sean, and that's the big message that I've been trying to deliver. By bringing balance to Washington and less far-left radical ideas, we can let America believe in itself again.
I've been watching this campaign closely, and all I've seen from Democrats is smoke and mirrors, personal attacks against you, nothing substantive. You know, it's so frustrating to me, this strategy of Democrats, and Fetterman got away with this. And by the way, I wish him the best of health. Has nothing to do with his health, but they want to hide in their basement bunker just the way Joe Biden did. And then they're going to govern as radically as they want. with no checks, no balances at all whatsoever, without any consideration of what impact these policies will have on the people of Pennsylvania. What's crime in Philly been like recently, Dr. Oz?
9 people shot day before yesterday. 9 people, no one apprehended. This is shocking. More shocking, no one was concerned that there were 9 shootings, because it happens all the time, apparently. And you're sort of looking around thinking, guys, is this a parallel universe? How can 9 people be shot and everyone say, well, at least no one died? I mean, come on. We are living right now in Pennsylvania with a daily homicide rate. Daily. So you open the paper to see how many people died, not if someone died. And the scars that it leaves in our communities, which are fractured because of crime, are generational. We have big businesses, Starbucks, Wawa, leaving the city. Businesses that were thriving are now trying to move out. We have workers who won't come in anymore. Of course, no one patronizes the nice restaurants and shops that we have because it's too dangerous. These are the hidden economic costs of crime. The psychological costs, Sean, it's similar to the post-traumatic stress disorder you have in a refugee camp. So this is stuff that we all know is true. The denizens of Philly, and I spent a lot of time talking to people living in Philadelphia, many of them African-Americans. I lived in Philly when I was in med school and business school. It used to be safe. They say they feel like they're living in a social experiment run by white, woke politicians, John Fetterman at the lead. They don't want to be part of this game anymore. Make their streets safe. They believe in family values. They have communities that they want to prosper in. Kensington, which is where these shootings happened, the 9 shootings day before yesterday, is the largest open-air drug market in the country. And Fetterman wants to legalize all drugs, which, by the way, he supported when they did it in Oregon, a horrible experiment that resulted in a 40% increase in overdose death rates, not surprisingly, if you legalize fentanyl and heroin. But he also found in Oregon a 50% increase in homicide rates. That's what happened in Kensington. They were fighting over drugs, started shooting each other.
You know, just scary times. Dr. Oz, look, I love the fact I watch a lot of these races and nobody's worked harder. You run the hard race. You're leaving it all on the field. And now it's up to the people of Pennsylvania. And I hope the message has gotten through, even though you have a filter. And that is this unholy alliance with a lot of the mainstream media mob, as I call them, and the Democratic Party. And they have hidden the truth about John Fetterman from the people of Pennsylvania. We've tried to penetrate through that wall of lies and get the truth to the people in Pennsylvania. I trust the people of Pennsylvania, but I want everybody there to know that this is a very, very, very close race tomorrow. It's probably going to be decided by thousands, not by tens of thousands. That's how close it is. What does that mean for you? It means your vote matters. Turnout tomorrow is going to be critical. I'll probably know by 4 in the afternoon on this program whether or not enough of you are turning out to make this a winnable race. And if you are, good for you, because it's good for Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, thanks for being with us one final time. We appreciate it.
One last plea, DrOz.com, if you want to support us financially, and take friends to the polling centers. Don't go by yourself. Your job is to take a few friends. Let's make sure we turn out Republican votes. God bless.
All right, quick break, right back. We'll hit the phones, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. Adam Laxalt at the bottom of the hour. All right, with inflation as high as it is these days, I know we're all, you know, we're pros now of finding creative ways to save. You know, I want you to double dip. You know how, for example, you use your credit card and maybe you get with your credit card, you get some type of savings, or you build up points in your credit card. Look, if you buy gas, if you buy groceries, if you dine out, you're going to love the Upside app. It's very simple. It's a free app. You go to the App Store, you download upside.com, use the promo code Hannity. Now, the first time you fill up your gas tank, you're going to save 25 cents or more that you get back for every gallon of gasoline on your first tank of gas. Remember, the app is for free. Next time, the next claim, when you check in at a business, you pay with your credit or debit card. And then because you use the Upside app, you guess what? They're paying you to use their app and they're not charging you a penny. Upside will not sell your personal information to third parties like other people do. And in comparison to credit card rewards programs, loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside, and you still get your reward programs and your loyalty programs. So you double dip. Anyway, just download, go to the App Store, download the Upside app, use the promo code Hannity. Next time you fill up your car, you'll save 25 cents or more on every gallon of gas you buy.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
675 stations all across America, and we can't thank you enough for being here every day to make that possible. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, let's get to our busy phones this election eve. New Jersey, Dave on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Dave? How are you?
Hi, Sean. I wanted to follow up on a call you had Friday that touched on this, and it was about, a caller that asked you what Republicans would accomplish if the red wave happened. And you ran off quite a few things, but my concern is history. I think back to, you probably remember this, 2015 as an example, when Neil Love got elected. What was her first vote? John Boehner. These freshmen have a history of going along to get along and nominating rhinos for leadership positions. No way McConnell should lead the Senate.
I've made my points very clear on this, and I don't disagree. But I will say this, at least in the House, they put their signature on a paper that says they're committing to something. So they're going to vote to commit to something. Now, if they don't vote to commit to something, we will hold them accountable in 2 years. If it's a senator, and not many senators, it was more of a House thing, the commitments to America. But if we don't like them, we're going to fire them. What this is really about tomorrow is about firing people that have failed on a spectacular level. Their policies have hurt our country. They're hurting our people. They've hurt our standing in the world. They have damaged this country. And the damage, it's not irreparable yet, but it's getting there. And it's a moment of truth for the country. If you are happy with what you've seen in the last 21 months, then feel free. You go vote Democrat, but you're going to get the same failure, except on a more spectacular level. We're going to be digging out from this damage now for many years to come. I hate to tell people this, but this is going to be a very hard winter on the American people. And Americans are, if you want to look at it from an economic standpoint only, you know, you have energy officials now officially warning of heating fuel shortages as we're now entering the wintertime. National Energy Assistant Directors Association predicting the average family, you know, is going to spend anywhere between 20-30% or higher more to heat your home this winter. That's on top of the $7,200 you're already paying for Biden inflation and record gas prices. That's in spite of all of the money that they've squandered and spent and misappropriated. That's on top of the 4.5 million illegal immigrants that, you know, you got to provide food and water and housing and health care and daycare and education for. We can't afford this anymore. Americans, all of these things were preventable. We didn't need to give up energy independence. We didn't need to give up secure borders. We didn't need to give up strong economic policies to pursue new Green Deal socialism. You know, we didn't need to defund and dismantle police departments. We didn't need these idiotic no bail laws, and we don't need their woke education. So that's what's on the ballot tomorrow. And I urge all of you, go all in and vote and do your part. It's really going to come down to everybody understanding that they have an important role here. At 25 now till the top of the hour. Glad you're with us. It is the day before Election Day in America. We're just doing some quick hits, final arguments by some of the candidates that have run some amazing races. Talked to Dr. Oz at the top of the last hour. We're going to talk to Ted Budd at the top of the next hour. We're going to get a lot of calls in today. A lot of you are energized, happy, but there's only one way this all ends the way you want. All hands on deck. Take nothing for granted. I will repeat again. If you go to 2016, three swing states, a grand total of 77,000 votes separating Donald J. Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton. Fast forward 2020, 43,000 votes separate Joe Biden in total, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin. That's it. You don't think your vote counts? Your vote counts. Anyway, Adam Laxalt has run a great campaign out in the state of Nevada and is a friend of the program. And look, I like the way things are looking, but I'm taking nothing for granted.
We're feeling good, Sean. We've run the race we wanted to run. Hopefully everyone's seen the last few weeks. You know, we've been up 5-6 points. I think voters broke here at the end. They understood that $100 million of negative ads trying to paint a false picture just didn't work. I mean, at the end of the day, people could see that I'm the Navy and Iraq veteran in this race. I'm the former top cop of this state, the father of four kids. My approval rating is higher today than it was a month ago. And so I think people just ultimately rejected her message and saw how desperate she was, which doesn't stop with just her TV ads. It starts with her closing with all these ex-presidents and John Legend and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, by the way, how pathetic is that? Jimmy Kimmel barely gets a million viewers every night. Most people don't know this. They think, oh, he's on a network. No, he has chased away 80% of the people that first watched him. That's how bad his ratings are. Look, it's the same thing everywhere. Hopefully Senate-elect after tomorrow, but it's the same thing everywhere. You're going up against a radical, you know, rubber stamp vote for the Democratic Party, for the new Green Deal socialists. You know, you've got somebody that no restrictions on abortion at all whatsoever, radical voting record. She voted for all of these economic policies that have led to record high inflation. She went along with all of this new Green Deal-ism and climate cult-ism, which has resulted in the highest energy prices we've ever paid. She voted to end Title 42. She voted against an amendment that would have blocked illegal immigrants from receiving stimulus checks. She has flipped and flopped. Now she supports the legislative filibuster removal. She is a new Green Deal radical. 87% of the money that came into the state of Nevada, the great state there, came from out of state. And we can't forget, by the way, that the senator honors drag queens for working with children. That one surprised me a little bit. But she's a hardcore leftist. That is not the state of Nevada. And by the way, that goes for all the great union people out there. And I know the union people get pressured by their upper echelon to vote a certain way. Rank and file people that work in the great state of Nevada, they're not that radical. They are hardworking, salt of the earth people, just like my mom and my dad, my mom, the prison guard, my dad, the family court probation officer. They're good people. They're not radicals. They don't support any of this stuff.
Yeah, well, look, bottom line is the voters now understand that she's got a rubber stamp for a leftist agenda. Once we were able to come to her lies from the spring and summer with her trying to pretend that she was some sort of a moderate, that's when you saw this race moving and moving heavily in our direction. And the fact that she's closing the race last night with Bill should tell your listeners everything they need to know. I didn't even realize that Bill Clinton was still on the trail, but they are throwing everything on the wall.
He loves to be on the trail.
Their voters.
He was there last night. I heard his speech. I want to say to all the hot chicks right here in Vegas, I'm available for interviews, whatever you want. I got a hotel suite. Here's my number. That's there. He was there. By the way, Senator Laxalt is not responsible for my dumb imitation, but go ahead.
and you know, Barack Obama and John Legend, the notorious defunder, and so there's the people ready. We've been up by 5, 5, 4, and 6 in the last 4 polls. As long as the Nevadans get out to vote on Election Day tomorrow, come rain or snow, we are going to win this election and hopefully be the 51st seat in the U.S. Senate.
We need you badly. For all our friends in Nevada, we need you badly. You are not being represented well now. Adam Laxalt, we'll be watching closely late into the night tomorrow night and hoping for a big victory out in your great state, and can't wait to be back. It was great going out there and seeing you during the campaign. All right, let's get to our busy phones here. We'll go to Gail is in the free state of Florida. Gail, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm great, Sean. I was trying to think of one thing that Biden and the Democrats have done specifically to help Black Americans. And in contrast, we forget that Trump funded Black colleges. Black Americans had reached all-time historic poverty lows. He created the First Step Act for Black Americans, reducing their prison sentences for nonviolent drug sentences. He did so much. He created over 8,000 opportunity zones, spurring billions of dollars to be invested in Black communities. He created loans for Black minority-owned businesses. And at the same time, BLM did nothing for Black Americans. And Trump's not on the ballot, and I understand that. But if he wants to continue this work, and if he does run in 2024, he's going to need that 51st vote in the Senate. And he's going to need Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. And I just believe that we don't talk about how much Trump did for Black Americans.
I think there's never been a president that did as much. His commitment to historically Black colleges, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
Record low unemployment levels for every demographic, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, women in the workplace, youth unemployment, African American youth unemployment. We were shattering record low after record low after record low. And then, of course, the pandemic hits. Thank you very much, Wuhan and Anthony Fauci's NIH. So it changed the world. Okay. But we've been hit with a lot of things in this country and in our history that we deal with. And, now we would be on the mend if we had the proper leadership. You know, it was Joe Biden's economic and energy policies that caused the economic slowdown. It's his policies that have created wide open borders. It's his policies that have resulted in, you know, the rise in violent crime in small towns and big cities all across the country, defund and dismantle and no bail laws. And this woke education has gotten, rightly so, every American parent up in arms because, you know, it's so idiotic. But that's what's on the ballot. Listen, everybody gets their say tomorrow. And when all's said and done, we're done counting the votes, you know, we can look in the mirror and we can say, okay, we're going to get the government we deserve. Now, we do need new election laws, in my view. We need election integrity measures that I've been talking about since January of 2021. But, you know, at this point, some states made changes, some made very significant changes. Other states are none. I would prefer same day voting, paper ballots, count it that night, and you got a winner. Boom. Simple.
Well, I just want to say, if there are Black Americans out there that are on the fence and questioning whether they should stick with the Democratic Party that truly abandoned them, they won't be abandoning the Democratic Party because it doesn't really exist as we knew it. It is a socialist Marxist party. And if they're on the fence, they need to remember the president and the party that did so much for Black Americans when Donald Trump was president. And that's all
I ask every American, let's transcend identity politics for a minute, but let's forget about demographics. Is anybody better off than they were, 21 months ago? I don't know anybody better off. Here's the worst part. It's about to get worse. I'll tell you right now, we're going to be talking a lot this winter about people that cannot afford to heat their homes. There are going to be many millions of Americans suffering this winter needlessly while we, you know, don't use the vast resources that we have. It is an unmitigated disaster coming our way. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you, Gail. Quick break. We'll come back. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, more of your calls, then we'll check in at the top of the hour with Senate candidate Ted Budd. We'll get an update on his race, his closing remarks, and more of your calls. Linda, now, when Linda first got her Mantis X, this is a great high-tech, you know, incredible system to do dry fire practice. You don't have to pay for a range. You don't have to pay for ammo. And all it is you take your own firearm and you connect it to, you connect Mantis X to it. You open up your app, and it's going to tell you how good a shot you are, but it even gets more detailed than that. It'll tell you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, and how to correct your technique. Now, for example, when Linda started out, she was like the worst shot in the world. What were you shooting, like 16ths out of 100?
No, it was like 11, 10 or 11. I'm not proud. It's true. It's very true.
What are you averaging now?
I'm like, you know, if I do it like consistently, like a few days in a row, I can get in the 90s. If I pick it up quickly, I'm like 70, 80, but it's drastically different than 10 or 11 for sure.
94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes. And what did they tell you when they came to my house? What was my scores again?
You really enjoy this, huh? You love this. Uh-huh. It's like your favorite read ever. You were like a 99, the first one. It's annoying.
Best shooters in the world do dry practice. Anyway, you're going to love this technology. It's all at an affordable price. It'll make you a marksman if you want to be a marksman. And it's a ton of fun for you, your family, your kids can use it. Anyway, just go to MantisX.com. We got this incredible technology used extensively by the military at an affordable price. MantisX.com.
America's top defender of freedom, liberty, and American values. This is The Hannity Show.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones this election eve. Mike is in Nebraska. Mike, how are you? Glad you're on the show. Thanks for checking in this election eve.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you very much. Hey, I'm just, you know, we get the wave we're looking for and hoping for. And, you know, we need to get a little bit more of a backbone and go after, you know, finally do a real investigation for Hillary's laptop, emails, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi and her husband. We need to get a backbone, actually do something instead of just playing the high card and, you know, sitting back and just playing nicey-nicey with all the Democrats.
Listen, don't think this is a panacea. This is a two-step process, and I'm being very upfront about it. Now, there are real advantages if Republicans take over the House and Senate. One is the power of the purse. You can't underestimate that power, but they've got to be willing to use it. Democrats will fearmonger and say, oh, they're shutting down the government. No, we're not. You can't give in to this spending insanity, especially with record high inflation. Number two, they have the power of the subpoena on those very issues. Joe Biden is implicated again and again and again by his own son in that laptop. There will be accountability. Hopefully, a lot of these witch hunts will come to an end. They've been investigated ad nauseum. It's time for it to stop, and Republicans will have the power to stop it, but only if everybody goes out and vote. I'm saying it to everybody. Well, anyway, thank you, Mike. What'd you say?
I'm just a voice in the Midwest. Please, please, Republicans, you get power. Do it. Follow through, please.
We're going to hold them all accountable. Every House member, now they're going to vote for these bills that they promised with their commitments to America. If one doesn't, we're going to call them out and replace them. It's that simple. And you got to replace them before it really matters, which is in 2 years when we hopefully have a Republican president, which I think will happen. Steve in Oregon. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing real good, Sean.
I understand you have an opportunity to get a Republican governor out in Oregon. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's been since Richard Nixon was president. We've only had one good, really great governor, and that was old Tom McCall. That was in the 60s, and we're really hoping that Christine Grayson can fill those shoes.
Grayson has run a great campaign. The last poll I saw showed her up by 2, but still, like so many of these races within the margin of error, I can't emphasize this enough. We're talking about tens of thousands of votes that will tip the balance here. We're not talking about millions. It's going to be tens of thousands. That means every vote matters. Everybody has an obligation tomorrow. Unless if you're happy with record inflation, if you're happy with, you know, being weak and pathetic abroad, if you're happy with high gas prices, if you're happy with open borders, if you're happy with woke education, CRT, gender identity education, if you're happy with no bail laws and no law and order, then vote Democrat. I can't stop you. But the country's going to suffer.
I know. We have one other really screwy thing here. A few years ago, the Democrats rammed down this voting by mail only. So the votes that are cast today and tomorrow, they won't be counted until Friday or next Monday.
That is really insanity and a disservice to the people of Oregon. You know,
I remember, as a kid going to the voter precincts and voting. You know,
this is insanity. That would be the definition of insanity. It's so unfair. Look, voting integrity is not hard. Voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls for the people that vote absentee, or, you know, if they're going to be out of town or the sick or the elderly. I think we should make accommodations for that. I don't think we should have widespread. Here's your ballot. Sign it. Fill it out. And oh, somebody will even come pick it up for you. I think that's nuts. Partisan observers observe the vote counting from start to finish. It should be all day, paper ballots, national holiday, start to finish. At the end of the night, you have observers watching the vote, observers watching the count. You count it by the end of the night, all said and done. We can now project so-and-so is the winner. If it's close, you recount it. That simple. It's not complicated. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
War, inflation, and $30 trillion in debt. It's looking like 2008 all over again. Millions of Americans watch their retirement savings disappear, while those who invested in physical gold and silver were protected. And if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, you could be at risk again. Right now, thousands of Americans are using an IRS loophole to add physical gold and silver to their retirement savings. So call 855-815-GOLD to get a free gold kit and learn how you could get $10,000 or more in free silver to protect your retirement savings. GoldCo has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they have placed over $1 billion in precious metals. We could be looking at a recession worse than 2008, so don't wait. Call GoldCo today. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.